Don't expect Al Crow to make any speeches. He doesn't like the limelight. I'm not the guy to serve on the executive, said Crow matter-of-factly. I do the small repairs around the club, and cook in the kitchen. Behind-the-scenes stuff. I like being a foot soldier. Fonthill Lions' Mr. Fix-It is a longtime member, and one of the club's most dedicated workers. When he's not tending to some maintenance issue or whipping up a delicious meal in the kitchen, Al can be found at the club's food trailer at the Pelham Farmers Market during the season on Thursday nights. He's the main man at the stove for pasta dinners, steak barbecues, breakfast with Santa, and other events hosted by the Fonthill Lions, and also works the kitchen at the Branch 613 Fonthill Legion just down the street from the Lions. I love cooking, said Crow. My mother taught me how to run a kitchen when I was knee-high to a grasshopper. Born in Niagara-on-the-Lake 83 years ago, Crow and his family moved to a farm in St. Anne's off Highway 20. We had mostly wheat and grain, plus we had 20 milking cows, pigs, horses, dogs and cats, he said. In his younger days, Crow worked for Young Sod Supply on Foss Road, the Department of Highways, and even delivered turkeys at Christmas. He ran a 48-seat restaurant on Highway 20 called the Fairview for 4 years, located where Massimo's is now. Crow started work at General Motors in St. Catharines in 1964, and was with them 32 years. I started on the assembly line at Plant 1 on Ontario Street, and when that operation moved to Tonawanda, New York, I went to Plant 2 on Glendale Avenue, where they produce drivetrains. I tested engines and did assembly line tool setup, supervising a crew of mechanics. We must have had 11,000 employees with GM back then. Only about 2,000 there now. His toughest employment over the years? Way back in the early 1960s, my brother worked for Moyer Sand and Gravel, and I was with Young Sod Farm, he said. We loaded trucks with all the sand used in the construction of the Garden City Skyway. It was a huge job, and very physical work. These days he lives off Hurricane Road, not far from the Lions Clubhouse. He has 3 children and 2 stepchildren from 2 marriages. I just came back from California where I walked my granddaughter down the aisle when she was getting married, said Crow proudly. He has 1 great-granddaughter, and another arriving. Crow looks to be in remarkable shape for 83, although he did encounter some health issues along the way. I had open heart surgery 14 years ago, and in 2019 needed telescopic heart surgery to fix an aortic valve. I was awake through the whole procedure. These days I take my vitamins, try to eat well, and get some exercise, he said. Golf and bowling have been enduring passions for Crow. I didn't start golfing until I was 32, but when I was with GM, a bunch of the guys would go to Brock Golfland after work on Fridays, he said. Then our group joined Whiskey Run for 25 years, golfing twice a week. I've had 2 holes-in-1 during my golf career. I still play once a week. Crow bowled twice a week at Parkway and Fairview Mall, and recorded 1 perfect game of 300, with 12 strikes in a row. Given a background working on engines, and a knack for fixing things, you'd think that Crow would be keeping up with the latest technology. Not so. In fact, he has no computer, and never goes online. He reads print newspapers to find out what's going on in the world. He used to enjoy flipping through the pages of The Voice of Pelham, which transitioned to Pelham Today last January as an online-only news source. I guess one of the Lions will read me this story on their iPad, he said with a chuckle.